Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Mel, and today I'm going to be talking about my recent trip to Las Vegas. I wanted to draw some parallels to my experiences during the trip and translate those experiences into career transition tips, whether those be changing career fields, launching your own business, or stepping into a leadership role. So buckle up as we're about to explore my journey to Las Vegas, the insights and the unexpected lessons that I learned along the way. Let's learn things. I'm going to channel my inner Sophia Petrillo from the Golden Girls right now, and I'm going to say, picture this: weeks of planning, anticipation, and excitement bubbling over as my Italian boyfriend and I got ready to embark on our journey to the Neon City, Las Vegas. We had been planning for weeks. It was super exciting because I've never been to Vegas. This was my first trip. I was ready to just go and enjoy myself, forget about work for a few days, and just take in the sights and enjoy being with my boyfriend. But I couldn't just put work aside. As I got there, I started to think about how some of the things that we were experiencing paralleled some of the things that I was experiencing in my career journey. I said as I got there, but actually the lessons really started before I got there. It started with the plane ride. We got to the airport in plenty of time, got through security. I did drop my driver's license, but they found it for me and flagged me down because I was in a panic searching through all of my stuff looking for my driver's license. Got that taken care of. We got on the plane. Everything was great. And I love flying in the window seat because I love looking at the landscape from a plane. And it was great. It was clear for the most part. The ride was great, but there was this one point where we hit some turbulence. It wasn't bad turbulence, but I looked at my boyfriend, he looked at me, and we kind of gave each other that what's happening kind of look, but it smoothed out pretty quick. And we had a few other little bumps here and there as we were going, but nothing bad. So I was thinking, and this is point number one, that when we are transitioning in our career, there are going to be some bumps along the way. For the most part, you may have a pretty smooth ride, but you're going to most likely hit some kind of turbulence along the way. And it's great having someone there with you. It's very comforting to have someone by your side when you're transitioning in your career. They can be a coach, a mentor, a thought partner, someone to keep you accountable. There's so many reasons to have someone by your side. You're going to have some unexpected challenges that might arise. Things may be going slower than you expect or slower than you had hoped. Things maybe aren't happening the way you envisioned. Things are going in a different direction. But having that supportive partner, that mentor, that coach, or that thought partner can help get you through those turbulent times. They can help you think through things. They can help you see a different perspective. They can help keep you motivated and help keep you accountable. When I was in the doctoral program, I had a moment where I was ready to quit. I texted my friend who was going through the program at the same time as I was. We were in the same program, the same cohort. And I texted her and I told her I didn't think I was going to finish. And she's like, yes, you are. You literally have almost all of your dissertation written and you have to defend. You are finishing. I was tired. I was discouraged, but she helped keep me accountable and helped keep me motivated. It was wonderful going through with someone that I already knew before we started the program because it made that process so much easier. You don't have to navigate your career journey alone. And you'll be glad to know that the plane ride ended smoothly. We actually even got there just a little bit early and we were able to start our vacation perfectly. Point number two is to recognize the efforts of others. It's super important to recognize what others are doing for you, whether it be that flight attendant who's giving you that warm smile or the hotel clerk who's giving you some helpful assistance. Taking a moment to acknowledge the hard work and support of those around us can really make a difference. It's that attitude of gratitude, and it helps move us forward in our own adventures. Be thoughtful of other people. While we were on the plane, of course, they give us our little bag of snacks and our drinks, and it was taking forever to get those. And it would have been really easy to get upset and be like, what are they doing? What's taking so long? But I also got to thinking, a long time ago, the last time I flew, which was quite some time ago, they used to push the drink cart down through the aisle. They weren't doing that. The flight attendant was literally going to every seat. They were working from both ends, so there were two, and they were taking drink orders on a notepad. And then they went and made the drinks and brought them back a few at a time. And it took a while to get your drink. And my boyfriend and I got to talking about how it's really not their fault. They are working with what they are given. They're using the resources they have and they're doing the best they can. And this doesn't just apply to our everyday actions. When it comes to your career journey, whether you're starting your own business or moving into a leadership role, it's crucial to really appreciate the contributions of others, whether it's the advice of a seasoned entrepreneur or the support of a colleague turned mentor. Every bit of guidance and collaboration helps move you closer to your goal. So make sure that you give credit where credit's due and express gratitude for the stepping stones that lead you forward in your career journey. And point number three is kind of the flip side of that. And I'm going to title this point, Navigating the Check-In Chaos. I booked a room online long before we ever got ready to leave because this was Super Bowl weekend, granted, that we were going. So we actually got there on Wednesday right before the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And so we knew we better get a hotel room sooner. We might not have one. So I booked through one of the hotel apps and got our room. When we got to the hotel, it was a little bit early for check-in, so we got a little something to eat. We thought we had done the kiosk check-in, so we were kind of waiting. I kept waiting on some kind of notification. Apparently, that's not what happened. When it got close to check-in time, there was this huge line of people with their bags trying to get checked in. There were two hotel attendants, and they were not super helpful. It didn't seem like they knew how to streamline the process, and it was kind of chaotic. Nobody knew what to do. And granted, there were no hotel attendants at the counter. It was completely kiosk check-in. And this was a good reminder that not everybody you encounter is going to be helpful or understand your journey. But amidst the chaos, remember, it's so important to keep your cool and approach each interaction with grace and patience. And as you embark on your new career endeavors, you're going to encounter some obstacles and some setbacks along the way. And not everyone that you encounter is going to be supportive or understanding of your career goals and ambitions. But don't let that deter you. Stay focused on your vision and navigate through those challenges with resilience and determination. And stay focused on your specific goal. You guys know me, and you know I love to learn things, and I am constantly looking for new and better ways to do things. And I tend to go down rabbit holes occasionally if I'm not laser focused. I've had to really be disciplined and get better at saying, no, this is not something that's going to be helpful to me. I cannot do this thing right at this moment. I need to focus on what I've already got started and nothing else is going to get in the way. I have a business coach and she is all the time telling me, no, pick one thing, pick one thing, pick one thing. She says it to me all the time because I'll be like, okay, so I've got no, pick one thing. Okay, but no, pick one thing. And I know that her doing that is going to help me get that one thing where it needs to be before I start thinking about the other things. Because what's going to happen is if I start thinking about those other things and I start doing things to build those other things, then the one thing is going to lose traction. And then I'm going to be upset and my goals aren't going to get accomplished in a timely manner. And it's really going to slow down the process because I've got too many focuses instead of one. I am a really big LinkedIn user right now, and I'm growing my network and making connections through LinkedIn and through Facebook as well. But I am all the time getting things in my inbox from people whom I've connected with who constantly try to sell me their services. And I can almost pick them out before I ever accept letting them in my LinkedIn network because of the wording on their profile. And I know if I hit accept, that as soon as I do, I'm going to get something in my inbox that is selling me their services. So I usually go ahead and accept it. And then as soon as I get that, I politely say, thank you, but I already have a business coach. I even have people who are wanting to help me edit my podcasts. And so I politely say, thank you, but that's not in the budget. Even if it was in the budget, I'm not going to put that money toward getting my podcast edited professionally because I would rather put my financial efforts into other areas, such as growing myself so I can grow my business and my career. So I politely say, thank you, but that's not in the budget right now. And then I say something like, I'll let you know when I'm ready, just so they know not to contact me again. And I realize they're just trying to grow their business as well. They just need to be very careful about being a troll. And number four is this analogy that we've heard a million times. I've even used it a few times myself, so I'm just going to name it and move on. It is putting on your own oxygen mask. And I'm going to relate this to self-care as you navigate your career transition, whether it's setting those boundaries, practicing mindfulness, or investing in your professional development. Remember to take care of yourself first so you can show up fully for your career aspirations. And the last one, number five, is celebrating those little joys. Our flight home was a lot earlier than our flight to Las Vegas. We got there, we didn't have a lot of time, and when we got on the plane, we hadn't eaten. I was starving, and I knew by the time we got back to Missouri, it was going to be really late. And I've already talked about getting those drinks and getting those little snacks, but let me tell you what, opening those little mid-flight snacks was the best thing. There's not a whole lot of snack mix in those little packs. And let me tell you, I ate them one by one. I didn't eat handfuls at a time because it would have been like three handfuls and I was done, if that. So I ate them one bite at a time and I savored every bite because I was starving. Amidst all of the chaos of transitioning in your career, take time to savor those moments and celebrate those small pleasures and those small victories. I celebrated every single chapter of my dissertation. My friend Lee and I that were going through the doctoral program together, she and I celebrated every time we finished a class because we were one step closer to our goal. When I started my podcast, I celebrated all of those little milestones of downloads or published episodes. When I got my first real paycheck from my educational consulting company, I celebrated. It was such a joyous moment. These little wins are going to fuel your momentum and keep you motivated on the road toward accomplishing all of those goals. And there you have it, guys. Lessons learned from the glitzy streets of Las Vegas. If you guys could take just a moment to pop on over to Apple iTunes or Apple Podcast and leave me a rating and a review, I would very much appreciate it. And I watch a show called NCIS New Orleans. It's off the air now, but I've been watching the reruns just to decompress at night and just like not think. And the main character, Dwayne Pride, he says to the people who work with him all the time, he says, tell me things or learn things. And so I'm going to say to you, go forth and learn things, guys. Grow yourself in some small way in the next few days. And I hope today's show was a blessing to you as you continue on your path toward everything that God has in store for your life and your career. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. Bye-bye.